Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
The 2024 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 22nd through the 24th in Wichita, Kansas. And early bird pricing is available now until January 5th. Leading no-till producers Jay Feuer and Barry Fisher will keynote. No-Till on the Plains is the premier no-till conference in America. Besides the main winter conference, there are also two soil health workshops, the AIM Symposium and Jumpstart Your System on January 22nd. Go to notill.org for details and register now.
Right at $57,000 being raised yesterday for the All-American Beef Battalion, the fundraiser at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, coordinated by National Livestock. And after they sold and resold the calf for charity purposes 27 times, they sold the calf itself. That money going to the All-American Beef Battalion as well. The auctioneer started at $2 a pound, got up north of $7 a pound.
720 coming down a little bit down. I'll get this in the market report tonight. 725, 59, a little bit down, a little bit down, a little bit down, 15. $7.25 a pound.
The steer weighing 870 pounds, bringing in a total of $6,300. The purchaser, Ben Hale of Western Livestock.
We've been in supporting it since it come in 11, and we bought the steer every year since 11 at the end of the sale. And I've been to one of those feeds that he held in Lawton, and when you go down there and look at those young men and women that come through that line, how much they appreciate that steak and everything that Bill stands for, and he gives back 100% of what he brings in. So there's nothing taken off the top. It's just a well worth every penny it gets.
Coordinating the sale over these last 12 years, National Livestock, Chris Carroll says it's personal for National.
Yeah, Bill Brody was a Superior Livestock representative, and they kind of asked us, and we like to go help with the All-American Beef Battalion when they would come to Fort Sill or Fort Carson in Colorado and help feed the troops when they came back from deployment. So we said, how can we help financially? And that's when we started to have the auction here at the stockyards.
It's been very, very successful over the years.
Yeah, we've raised about $568,000 up to this year, over $600,000 except for the COVID year. And so I know that they're super thankful for what we do financially. All the producers here, commission companies, Credit Corp, Farm Bureau, all those companies that help out to support our troops.
You know, the great thing about this, all these dollars are going to go directly to the actual feeding of those great young men and women.
Yes, all the money goes to, they provide steaks, corn, cheesy potatoes, and rolls. And when they come back from deployment, they go to the bases where they're at, and then they serve the meal to them. So they have a home-cooked meal when they come back.
This is the 12th fundraiser that was put on by National at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, pushing the overall total with the $57,000 given this year to over $600,000 for steaksfortroops.com. If you missed the opportunity to make a contribution yesterday, either in person or via telephone, you can go to that website, steaksfortroops.com, and make a donation that allows you to say thank you to the troops by offering them a ribeye steak dinner. You've got farm news on Ron.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 30th through January 11th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, offering something for everyone's operation. Don't forget to stop by on January 4th or 5th for a Cattlemen's Luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.